Former President Trump loses a long legal fight. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. Supreme Court just refusing to block the handover of Trump tax returns to a congressional committee after a three-year battle. Lawyers for the former president have argued the committee's request is politically motivated. Multiple Trump-related court fights continue, though. The Justice Department urging a federal appeals court today to end Judge Raymond Deary's independent review of documents seized from Trump's Florida home.
The DOJ says it has caused an unnecessary delay. Prosecutors, as of now, only have access to some of the documents marked with high security. They want to see much more of what the FBI recovered from Mar-a-Lago. For that to happen, Judge Deary's role must be ended.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the U.S. Attorney General, appointed a special counsel last week in part to oversee that Mar-a-Lago probe. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce now urging Congress to intervene in a contract dispute that could lead to a crippling freight rail strike now that four of the 12 rail unions have rejected the tentative deal announced in September.
We are calling on all parties to come together and resolve this.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president and labor secretary are directly involved. Quality of life issues, including paid sick time, are said to be the main sticking points. Eight people remain hospitalized after yesterday's SUV crash into an Apple store in Massachusetts. The driver, appearing in court earlier today, charged with reckless homicide with a motor vehicle.
Bradley Rain is being held on $100,000 bail following an initial appearance in court. Judge Heather Bradley said Rain isn't allowed to leave the state without permission from the court.
I am going to order that he is not to operate a motor vehicle while this case is pending.
Some of those who were hurt in the crash sustained life-threatening injuries.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, one man was killed. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration is ratcheting up its criticism of Iran over the war in Ukraine.
National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby says there is growing interdependency between Iran and Russia.
It's not just that, hey, they're giving them drones, they're helping them in their war. They are directly involved in helping the Russians kill innocent Ukrainian people.
Kirby would not speculate on a U.S. response, but says the regime in Iran will be held accountable.
We are not taking off the table additional sanctions if needed. So we're looking at our options here, and we're working with allies and partners both in and outside of the region.
The administration has indicated a restart of the Iran nuclear agreement is unlikely anytime soon. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Britain, France, and Germany, which are still part of the original nuclear deal with Iran, are condemning ramped-up uranium enrichment to a purity that's one technical step away from weapons grade. The UN nuclear watchdog also says Iran plans to further expand enrichment at two plants. A U.S. senator says it's time for a hearing on Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster's botched rollout of Taylor Swift concert tickets enraged customers, had some lawmakers calling the Ticketmaster Live Nation merger from more than a decade ago a monopoly, and had Swift herself commenting that watching it all unfold was excruciating. Swift said her team was assured Ticketmaster could handle the high demand, but they could not, and canceled the sale of tickets last week after a pre-sale. Now Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar, head of the Antitrust Committee, says they need to hold a hearing, that the company's failed to innovate and improve. Last week, even before the rollout of Swift tickets, some reporting indicated the Justice Department was investigating Live Nation, Ticketmaster's parent company, over possible antitrust violations.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. An hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow's up 388 points. The S&P also up more than 1%. The NASDAQ up more than 1% now as well. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.